Harper Audio presents Insatiable by Meg Cabot, performed by Emily Bauer. Copyright 2010 by Meg Cabot, LLC. Production copyright 2010 by HarperCollins Publishers. Chapter 1. 9:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tuesday, April 13th. Downtown 6th Platform. East 77th Street and Lexington Avenue. New York, New York. It was a miracle. Mina hurried onto the subway car and grabbed hold of one of the gleaming silver poles, hardly daring to believe her good fortune. It was morning rush hour, and she was running late. She'd expected to have to cram herself into a car packed with hundreds of other commuters who were also running late. But here she was, still panting a little from having run all the way to the station, stepping into a car that was practically empty. Maybe, she thought, things are going to go my way for a change. Mina didn't look around. She kept her gaze fastened on the ad above her head, which declared that she could have beautiful, clear skin if she called a certain Dr. Zizmore right away. Don't look, Mina told herself. Whatever you do, don't look, don't look, don't look. With luck, she thought, she might make it all the way to her stop at 51st Street without making eye contact or having any interaction at all with another human being. It was the butterflies, life-size, that caught Mina's attention at first. No city girl would wear white pumps with huge plastic insects on the toes. The romance novel, Mina assumed it was a romance, based on the helpless-looking, doe-eyed young woman on the cover, the girl was reading, had Cyrillic writing on it. The giant roller suitcase parked in front of her was an additional clue that the girl was from out of town. Though none of that, including the fact that she'd pinned her long blonde braids onto the top of her head, Sound of Music style, and had paired her cheap yellow polyester dress with purple leggings, was as dead a giveaway to her new-in-town status as what the girl did next. "Oh, I'm sorry," she said, looking up at Mina with a smile that changed her whole face and made her go from merely pretty to almost beautiful. "Please, you want sit?" The girl moved her purse, which she'd left on the seat next to her, so that Mina could sit down beside her. No New Yorker would ever have done such a thing, not when there were a dozen other empty seats on the train. Mina's heart sank, because now she knew two things with absolute certainty. One was that, despite the miracle of the nearly empty subway car, things definitely weren't going to go her way that day. The other was that the girl with the plastic butterflies on her shoes was going to be dead before the end of the week. Chapter 2. 9:30 a.m., Eastern Standard Time. Tuesday, April 13th. 6 train. New York, New York. Mina hoped she was wrong about Miss Butterfly, except that Mina was never wrong. Not about death. Giving in to the inevitable, Mina let go of the gleaming metal pole and slid into the seat the girl had offered. "So, is this your first time visiting the city?" Mina asked Miss Butterfly, even though she already knew the answer. The girl, still smiling, cocked her head. "Yes, New York City!" she cried enthusiastically. Great, her English was basically non-existent. Miss Butterfly had pulled out a cell phone and was scrolling through some photos on it. She stopped on one and held it up for Mina to see. "See?" Miss Butterfly said proudly. "Boyfriend. My American boyfriend, Gerald." Mina looked at the grainy picture. "Oh, brother," she thought. "Why?" Mina asked herself. "Why today of all days?" She didn't have time for this.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?